Things Entertainment.
Scandal.
It's Pretty Malik's Gossip on Virgin Radio.
What's going on, Pretty?
So the tabloids went absolutely crazy because a video that was leaked from a pre-Oscars party featuring Leonardo DiCaprio and Tiana Taylor looking very cozy.
Oh, not Tiana.
Went everywhere. Do you like Tiana Taylor? I think she's beautiful.
I have no idea who she is.
Google while we talk.
Okay, go.
Just so you, you're a very visual person. I know
yes.
You like to see what's going on.
Yeah.
Anyway, the thing is, though, Tiana Taylor is co-starring in a movie with Leo. They're working on a movie together, which is why they know each other. But Tiana's 33, so it's out of the age bracket that Leo normally goes for.
Oh, yeah, he usually goes for the 20-year-olds.
Everyone got so excited, like, oh my gosh, are they together? Are they together? This could be the new It couple. Well, looks like they're not together. TMZ says they're just friends because they've obviously worked on the movie together. They are very, very close. Leo is still with his model girlfriend, Vittoria Ceretti, and there's nothing happening there. Did you find Tiana?
Yeah.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's beautiful, right?
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. Stop Googling.
Okay, so New Heights podcast. Do you know what this is, Rossi?
No.
This is the podcast that Jason and Travis Kelce, the two brothers, do.
Yeah.
It's called the New Heights podcast. Very American football skewed, but sometimes they talk about other things. It's actually quite good. There was something called the 2024 iHeart Podcast Awards that happened overnight in the States. And their podcast, the New Heights podcast, actually won Podcast of the Year.
Wow.
Now, the interesting thing is here, their podcast started getting a lot of attention after Travis Kelce started dating Taylor Swift.
I know. I wonder if they go on like the amount of views or listens they get, you know?
There's a jury that votes. I know that. And I think the public gets to vote as well. And I love that they acknowledge the attention their podcast has gotten after Taylor Swift got involved. In the acceptance speech, Jason, who is Travis's brother, actually gave a shout out to the Swifties.
To receive an award like this is beyond humbling, and we would be remiss if we didn't immediately thank all of the 92%ers out there, aka Swifties, who voted for us to win this award.
Thank you guys for everything, and we truly do have the best fan base in the entire world.
They've got great voices, haven't they?
They do. Honestly, their podcast, the football stuff may not make a lot of sense to you, but the other stuff, I think they're quite cool. I think you would love the two of them.
Yeah. I mean, he seems like my type of
Jason?
Friend. Yeah.
Yeah
Both
yeah.
of them, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Travis.
They're really chill. It's a cool little thing that you can listen to.
But I reckon if they ever came to the UAE, I know he stopped here recently, but he'd definitely come out with me to like McGettigan's or something.
100%.
He's that type of guy.
Totally that type of guy.
Yeah.
Totally. They'd be dancing on tables with you. And finally, I cannot believe today is Wednesday and we're still talking about Kate Middleton's bad Photoshop job.
What?
People are just not letting it go. So I'll give you the quick recap. On Mother's Day on Sunday, the official account of the royals in the UK posted up this photo of Kate Middleton with her children.
Right.
And it was bad. Like, there was bad Photoshop, obviously bad Photoshop in it. Five news agencies then go ahead and issue a withdrawal notice saying we will not publish this photo because it looks manipulated. Kate Middleton then comes out and says, listen, I Photoshopped it. It was a bad job. I'm sorry to cause all this confusion and chaos. The reason the photo was a big deal was Kate had abdominal surgery and she was missing in the public eye for like months. We've not seen her. Mm-hmm. And this is the first image that we see and it's Photoshopped. So it was like fueling all these conspiracy theories. Now, experts have sat down to actually count how many mistakes were in the photo.
Right.
They've counted at least 16 editing mistakes. Some of them include Charlotte missing a part of her left sleeve, her hair being cut off. Louis' sweater sleeve is contorted. His finger looks cut off. George's sweater sleeve has weird lines, and Kate's hand is out of focus.
And George's arm is as long as like the Burj Khalifa.
Yeah, it's like it's extended, right? Somehow.
Yeah.
So experts are literally sitting down and analyzing this photo, counting mistakes. Just leave her alone. Everyone Photoshops, and she did a bad job.
I get that, but come on, Pretty. This is like, what is she? The Duchess of...
The Princess of Wales.
Yeah, sorry. I should know this, being, you know, English or whatever. But I can't see her doing her own Photoshop jobs.
I mean, she owned up to it. So I don't know. I mean, I don't believe that either. Someone definitely got fired. Like, someone definitely got fired.
Yeah, I reckon. Definitely. Yeah. Because, like, you know, when they do these special photos, they probably have a photographer coming in and everything.
Yeah, but they're saying that they took two photos and merged them together.
Yeah. like an AI job.
But then everyone's like, then where's Kate? Why haven't we seen her?
Well, why doesn't she just, like, you know, come out one day and just pop to the shops? So, like, she's alive and well.
There was a photo of her and William in the car, but her face is turned away from the cameras.
Dun, dun, dun. It's another Britney Spears.
The conspiracy theories are running wild.
Oh, thank you very much, Pretty Malik. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.